Never really wore a thigh pad, so now got to go do it. What better way to go out there and try it out? It sucked today, trying to cover people or whatever. But, like I said, we got to wear them. And Saturday, you're going to see a lot of guys out there complaining with these doggone pads in. But, that's what daddy want.
Did you really notice it? I mean, you said it sucked.
Yeah, it's bad. You know, I think run around, for us as players, you got 90% of the league that don't wear pads. So now you got to put something on your thigh or your knees. And so now that really restricted some movement, or you think it's pretty much a mind game. But at the end of the day, it's something that we've been doing for a very long time. But, we got to change. Change is everywhere in the NFL now. So we got to conform to this one and go.
Can you sense a bounce in everyone's step? I mean, I know day one teams, pretty much all the teams feel like, hey, this is our year. But can you actually sense it in this locker room and on the field?
For what we're doing, we have a great chance to be great. And I'm not just saying that because I'm on the team. I'm not just saying that because I want to blow smoke. I'm really not. I got no reason to lie. I don't gain anything from lying. I think we got a really good chance of being great. Like I've said before, it's about us buying into what the coaches are selling. It's about us going out there and performing in practice. And it can't do anything but come out on game day. And I think, we got a great chance, like I said, of being great.
Thanks, Bernard.
Thank you.
I mean, I know it's not pads, but can you tell a little bit of a difference from OTAs? It's just you guys in the same kind of boat as far as helmets and shorts. Is there just a little bit more intensity because it's camp?
You always going to have that. The first couple of days is going to be intense. Everybody's going to be excited. Come back next week and see if the same excitement here. I think it will be. It's about being pros. We got to understand God has blessed us with an ability to go out here and play this game. We got to understand that we're on the stage to play this game. So we got to go out there and we got to play. We get to go out there and play. So go out there and go balls out every single play.
How would you assess day one? I mean, was it about what you expected?
Oh, yes, definitely. Everybody's kind of trying to knock the rust off and everything else. We're still going fast on the offensive and the defensive side of the ball. We're going fast. And what more can you ask for? To go fast. If you're going to make a mistake going fast, man, full speed. I think for a defense today we got a couple balls over our head or whatever. But at the end of the day, we whooped the offense tail. And so we're going to enjoy that. When we go to dinner, we're going to talk mess or whatever. But we get another chance tomorrow to go out there for another interview.
What did you think about the tempo from sides of things, the way the offense came out in 707 and the defense picking up the pace?
Offense did a great job, as far as starting out. I think for us, we did a great job as far as adjusting and getting used to what they were doing. Like I said, we're knocking a lot of the cobwebs out, we can't do anything, like I said, but go up. We got a great chance at being outstanding. We want to be number one. We're not going to settle for anything less. We're honestly not. We expect to win games. We expect to go to the playoffs. We expect to go to the Super Bowl. But you have 31 other teams saying the same exact thing. But it's going to boil down to who mean it. We got to be one of them teams that we mean what we say. We got to be one of them teams when we go and play. We got to establish our dominance. Nobody respects Tennessee. Nobody respects us. We don't. Nobody. So we got to go take something.
And then do you think you have any more people joining you tomorrow with go ahead and put the pads on the legs?
I'm going to try to get Michelle to come out here and put the pads on, and that's number 33 if y'all don't know.
Yeah,
try to get Michelle to come out here and put some pads on, man. Kind of go around, run around with me or whatever. But he was supposed to go with me today, but, he wimped out.
Okay. Is that to get used to it for the season, or is that to make a statement?
No, man, it's getting used to it. Getting used to it. I've never really, wore thigh pads or anything else, so, got to go out there and get used to it.
Yeah. How's he like that? Name you have to have for him,
Michelle?
Yeah.
Well, he called me Bernice or Bernice. So, so I call him Michelle or Evelyn. He's an attention whore. So, we have a good time, man.
Yeah.
We do. We have a good time, and that's what it's about. This is a brotherhood here. This is a brotherhood, and we are a team where we have to know and understand that we're in this team by ourselves.
Yeah.
Nobody, like I said, nobody respects us. Nobody expects anything, much from us. So we got to understand that we got to go out there and we got to take it.
And what do you guys say when you break the huddle up? I couldn't hear what you were saying when y'all were. If it's clean, yeah.
Oh, that's so clean.
Yeah, okay.
It's clean. But that's between us.
Okay. But that's new, I guess.
That's new.
Yeah.
That's new, man.
Okay.
What can you gain from the first day? Anything? Is it just all about knocking out the cobwebs, like you said?
Well, it's about knocking out the cobwebs and seeing who actually won it, see who was really doing whatever, you know, during the offseason. We're going to see who was working it or not. So I think for all of us, you know, we did our defense. Our defense, we've done a great job. Our team has done a great job. You know, what the crazy thing about it is, you know, what's going to get you in football shape is playing football. We can go out there and we can work all we want to in the offseason or whatever, but what's going to get us in football shape is out there on the grass.
What do you think about the opportunity to introduce yourself to a lot of Titans fans tomorrow with being the first open practice?
Well, you know, hopefully we can go out there and dominate the offense. I don't know if Saturday's, was it tomorrow? Is it tomorrow Saturday?
Tomorrow night, Friday.
No. Oh, tomorrow, Friday night. Okay. I don't even know what day it is. That's, so that should let you know it's camp already. But, you know, I think for us, we got to go out there and we got to show. More importantly, we got to prove to ourselves and prove to our fans that this is no game. This is all business for us. We're serious about what we're doing. Like I said, we expect to win, so we got to go out there and show it.
Thank you.